story, so full of glory. It tells the path that Jesus trod.
He was man's deliverer,
sin forgiver, and every problem he understood. Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good.
There's nothing more wonderful than beautiful music sung by people who live the life. Nothing much worse than people singing pretty songs, but they don't live the life. But when you live the life, it puts a message in your song that just stirs up everybody. Hallelujah. Well, let me get my volume up here a little bit. I want you to hear me good, but not too loud. But welcome to this broadcast. Welcome to this broadcast. Hey, the subject today. You got to hear it. The last trumpet blast, and the trashing of graveyards. I like that. The last trumpet blast, and the trashing of graveyards. We're going to talk about graveyards. Can you imagine a subject that would sound so gruesome, but really it isn't when you think about it. Now, we live in the day that graveyards are made beautiful. I mean, they really manicure them. They try to make them inviting for a place to bury your dead. And so graveyards tend to be, as you travel around, very beautiful places. We've got a picture on the comments going out today by email later at the end of the broadcast. A beautiful graveyard. It is breathtaking. It really is breathtaking. But I want to tell you something. Those graveyards are about to be trashed. Those graveyards are about to be trashed. There are graveyards in this nation that are full of godly people that have died and been buried. Many of the old Methodists, the old Presbyterians, the old Pentecostals and holiness people. I mean, people who live godly and holy lives. Those graveyards are going to look like a bulldozer has been through there when that rapture is over, when that great resurrection of the dead is over. Do you know what Isaiah said? Isaiah said that the earth would cast out the dead. Did you hear that? The earth would cast out the dead. I was thinking about a man who I loved so dearly, Wade H. Horton, an old-timer. I mean an old-timer. He used to pastor here at the Parkwood Avenue Church, now the Eastway, in Charlotte many, many years ago. An old godly man. I can imagine, I mean, his bones in the graveyard are still full of the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me? His bones in that graveyard are still full of the Holy Ghost. And when that trumpet sounds, the earth is going to cast him out. I would imagine it'll leave a hole 10 foot wide. one that cast that blessed man of God out of that grave. That's what the Bible says. Now, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you what the Bible says, that the earth will cast out the dead. And I can tell you, when that last trumpet sounds, something spectacular is going to happen. Now, I'm going to continue this theme today because it is so big and so breathtaking. I've got notes, you know, as I've been digging and studying, and I'm a sticker for the Bible. You understand that? If the Bible don't say it, it's no use to me saying it. When that trumpet blasts, now we've often hear when Gabel blows the trumpet. Well, there's no Bible for Gabel being the one who blows the trumpet. But somebody is going to blow that last trumpet blast. Now, listen to me. We're not talking about the trumpets of judgment over in the book of Revelation. When Apostle Paul spoke of this trumpet blast, that was before the book of Revelation was even written. And he was talking about the Jewish festival called the Feast of Trumpets. And those Feast of Trumpets, there were 40 days that their trumpets would sound. 39 days would lead up to the last day. Then they would skip a day, and they say that they did that to confuse the enemy. And then on the 40th day, the last trumpet would sound. And when that last trumpet sounded, it was the completion of the Feast of Trumpets. Well, I believe, that the Feast of Trumpets is a type. Of the great rapture that is soon to occur. I'm looking for it any moment. And when that last trumpet sounds, when that blast comes, now you've got to hear me. When that blast comes, it won't be a momentary blast. I've been thinking for 2 days now, praying for God to give me wisdom, and I'm not going to tell you the Holy Ghost gave me this wisdom, but I believe it'll be 10 minutes or longer. I believe he'll blow that trumpet right up there in the heavens somewhere, and this universe, I mean the whole universe, will be shattered by the sounding of that trumpet. People asleep will be awakened. People in the hospitals will be alarmed. Ordinary people going about their daily business will certainly stop in their tracks. It will be a trumpet sound out of heaven, so powerful and so mighty and so full of the Holy Ghost. You do know the angels move in the wake of the Holy Ghost, don't you? Angels always move in the wake of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is preparing for this blessed moment of the resurrection of the dead. And so the trumpet is the sounding blast that starts the whole process. And when that trumpet starts blasting, there won't be a comforter. There won't be a comfortable place to hide. Let me get it right. There won't be a comfortable place to hide. And wherever you are, I'll guarantee you, you'll know something is about to happen. I can imagine a bunch of beer drinkers in a beer hall somewhere, and that trumpet starts sounding, and even the glasses that are empty on the tables will probably rattle a little bit. Maybe even the windows rattle a little bit, and those beer drinkers and whiskey drinkers will come alert, brother, unless they're completely dead drunk, and they will know something is about to happen. I can imagine in hotels where men are fornicating with someone else's wife or some other woman or some other man. I can imagine in homosexual dens where the homosexuals are engaging in their vile and unnatural sex. And I can tell you, it'll be a shaking on the face of this earth when that trumpet blast begins. And I'm telling you, it'll last. It may not last more than 10 minutes, or it may last more than that. It may not last quite 10 minutes, but it won't be a toot toot and it's over. It'll be a blast that wakes up the dead. Are you listening to me? And I can hardly wait. I've been praying that God will give us some prelude to it. I mean, just a little short blast in the heavens over the next days or weeks or months, however long, and just begin to get people's attention. I mean, get people's attention. It's almost over, friends. The coming of the Lord is at the door. Well, let's talk about that last trumpet blast, and then let's talk about the graveyards. I am overwhelmed. I've preached a few funerals through the years, 57. I've been pastoring quite a few, and I've preached some real saints of God. And I've told people, when I preach the funeral of a saint of God, don't you come walking in the graveyard in the middle of the night with no lights and no way to see, looking for this person's graveyard, a grave, I should say, because you'll fall in a hole. Because the Bible says the graves are going to be opened. I can almost look into Forest Lawn over here on Freedom Drive. I see those mausoleums with the doors flung open and open places. I see those graves everywhere as they're just thrust out of the ground and maybe tombstones turned over. And there's dirt just fresh out of the ground everywhere. If it's raining, it'll become a muddy mess. Listen to me, friend. Listen to me. We are living on the verge of something so exciting that I wouldn't miss it for nothing on the face of this earth. So today, we're going to talk about graveyards and the trumpet blast, okay? The trumpet blast. We do not know who blasts that trumpet. We just know it's going to be blasted by, no doubt, an angel of the Lord. And what a day. Let me read it to you, okay? Very carefully, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The Lord's going to shout. Now notice, with the voice of archangels. So archangel, or with the voice of the archangel. So there's going to be an archangel that's going to be talking and going to be voicing the things that are happening and taking place. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. See, the dead in Christ rise before the living saints are transformed. Now, dead in Christ, we're talking about 6,000 years now. We're talking about graveyards that are long ago forgotten where they are. Some are under buildings, some are under bridges, some are under homes. Can you imagine, here's a bunch of graveyards under a big building, and these graves begin to burst open, that building's going to fall. There's going to be bridges that are going to cave in. There's going to be homes that's going to come apart. We're talking about a world that will know that something spectacular has happened. Now, I've often heard it preached that the rapture will be sudden and it'll be all over in the matter of seconds. I'm not one that really concurs with that. I think there'll be a little time involved. Now, maybe not more than 10 or 15 minutes, maybe as much as 30, maybe as much as an hour, I don't know. But the process will be such that the world is going to know that it's happened. I want you to understand that. Now, many will deny it. Many will explain it away. Many will give all kinds of definitions and their descriptions. Just like anything that happens, there's always a bunch of commentators giving us their comments. And most of them vary from one to the other. But I want to tell you something. When it happens, this world is going to know something spectacular has happened. And here's what grieves my heart, is all those sons and daughters with mothers and grandmothers and dads and granddaddies. I can see this young lady standing out in the yard, and she sees Mama ascending, and she's screaming, "Mama, Mama, don't leave me. Don't leave me, Mama." And Mama has to look back and say, "Honey, I'm sorry. Jesus, do you see him up there? He's calling me up. I got to go. I can't come back, honey. Don't take that mark of the beast. Don't you take that mark of the beast. You're going to be killed probably. You're going to be butchered and molested. But you stand the test and make sure you come up here to be with me, honey." And that mom's gone. And that mom's gone. Remember, 500 and something watched Jesus ascend up and disappear in the clouds. Remember that? And so they will certainly see us disappearing in the clouds. Those who can and those who are around, oh, what a day that's going to be. Do you understand? Am I making a point with you that it's time you got ready to go? Remember the story of the 10 virgins? 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And suddenly they heard the call, they heard the trumpet, they heard the sounds. It was all happening. And the 5 foolish virgins said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." And the 5 wise said, "We will not and cannot give you of our oil, lest there be not enough for us. But go you rather to them that buy and sell, and get oil for yourself." And they went. But when they came back, the door was shut. It was over. It was finished. It was done. So it won't be long. But it'd be, you know, at least enough time for you to see somebody zip up through that sky. You got to understand, we'll have glorified bodies. We'll have glorified bodies, and we will be visible. I don't believe a one of us will be invisible. I know Jesus could be invisible, but he was divine, and he would reveal himself to whom he would, only whom he would. But we are different. We're just, ours will be supernatural. His will be divine. Do you understand? His was divine, I should say. Ours will be supernatural. Well, you can tell we got a red hot subject, and it's open for you. Let me give you the numbers to call. We'll take your calls, and we'll do our best to answer your questions. We got to learn about this graveyard experience. Wow. Graveyards trashed all over the world. Graveyards that nobody knew was there from hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years ago. Homes just turned upside down. Streets that have holes all in them because they were built over a graveyard where some saints of God had been buried. You say, Brother Chambers, you're making too much out of it. Well, why don't you go with me to Matthew 27 and let me show you what happened when Jesus was resurrected. Would you like to hear that? Well, you want to hear it? Listen. Will you listen? Matthew 27, verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The Son of God was being crucified. The Son of God was dying. You say, well, the earthquake? I'm telling you, when millions upon millions are suddenly resurrected out of their graves all over this world, you better believe this whole earth is going to do some quaking. And remember, the Bible says, Isaiah, talking 26 Isaiah, that the earth's going to cast out the dead. So the earth is going to be rumbling, and the earth is going to be moving, and there's going to be great things happening even in the earth as it cast out the dead people who are buried in its bosom. Oh, you hear me, friend? We're talking about something breathtaking. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I wouldn't miss it for the world. And I don't want to be watching it while it happens and I'm staying. I want to be going. I want to see it from up there, not from down here. How many of you want to see it from up there instead of down here? You'll see it from one or the other. I'm convinced of that. You'll see it from one or the other. Very important. Let me read on. And the graves were open. And the I've read verse 31, verse 52, I'm sorry. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. This is when Jesus was crucified and resurrected. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves. Came up out of the graves. See, they have bodies resurrected, new glorified bodies, and they come up out of the grave after the graves are opened. And they went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, these are dead saints resurrected with Christ's resurrection, and now they're going into the city of Jerusalem, and they're being seen, and they are appearing unto many. Now, I have the feeling this is the prelude. This is the only place in the Bible where we see people arising from the dead with new bodies after the resurrection of Jesus. And I think it sets a tone and sets an example for maybe, notice I'm saying maybe, what will happen when the rapture takes place and the dead come out of their graves, that they will be able to appear to people and people will see them. Now, they'll have glorified bodies and they'll move like the lightning, but they'll be able... Maybe, you know, I'm leaving this up to you and God. I don't know all that's going to happen. I just know I got to be part of it. That's all I know. I got to be part of it. I cannot have it no other way. I got to be part of it. And I want you to be part of it. I really do. Well, I got to move here. And you know what? It is so exciting to see all of this and to be part of it. I'm telling you. I get excited. I get so excited. I can't find my mouse here. Where is it at? Oh, here we go. I want to get some voicemail up here. And if I can help you and answer your question, you know that I will be delighted. You do know that, don't you? You call me, 704-704-391 1-800-875-8888. That's right here at the office. That's a local number anywhere in North Carolina, at least eastern North Carolina. You know, wherever there's a 704, you can call that number, 704-391-0588. Now, our toll-free number, very important, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-337-884. That's 1-800-33-TRUTH. T-R-U-T-H. 1-800-33-TRUTH. Okay? Call me right now. I want the phones to be busy. I want to help you. I want to answer your question. And email. Oh, I've already got them here waiting on me. Emails. I want to hear from you with emails. Okay? The email, jrc@pawcreek.org. jrc@pawcreek.org. Okay? I want to hear from you. I want questions by the numbers, and I want you to have something special. This is a booklet. It's pretty large, and the name of it is The Last Trumpet Blast and the Trashing of Graveyards. The Last Trumpet Blast and the Trashing of Graveyards. Hey, you need to get this for your pastor. You need to get this for your Bible study. Make copies of it. Pass them out to everybody you know. I mean, get people to wake up that this rapture is at the door and that it's going to be spectacular. I want to say again, if you just join me, when that trumpet sounds, it will be universal. Everybody in this world will hear it unless they're completely deaf. Unless they're completely deaf, everybody in this world. That's my opinion now. I don't have any scripture to say everybody will hear it, but you don't have any to say nobody but the saints will hear it either. So it's a matter of opinion. And my opinion is everybody in the world will hear this trumpet blast. And it will scare people. It will scare people. There will be people whose legs will give out and they'll crash. There'll be people who will be so emotionally disturbed that they cannot stand it because they knew about it and they would not listen to men of God, women of God, wouldn't listen to mama and daddy and grandpa and grandmother, just determined to follow the world and have pleasure and do all the things of why in the world would anybody trade this for the pleasures of this world? I sure wouldn't. Never in your life. Thank God. But I'm telling you, there'll be some shaking. The Bible says that men's hearts fell in them for fear, for looking on what's coming on the earth. Now, I believe that scripture applies specifically right now to this time when the trumpet sounds and the graveyards are invaded with God's great angels and God's great authority and power, and the graves are burst open by the millions. You're talking about saints from 6,000 years. You're talking about the great revivals of Methodism, the great revivals of Luther, the great revivals of Presbyterian churches. You're talking about the great revivals of Pentecostal people. There's been great churches from the day of the New Testament church until now. There's been great revivals in all kinds of places, the Huguenots, and you can name the different groups that were great revivalists and that won hundreds and thousands to Christ. And I'm here to tell you, many of them were murdered. Millions have died as martyrs for this faith. And when they come out of the grave, the graves is going to throw them out. Hallelujah. There's going to be great consternation in this world. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Would you say that with me? He's coming and I'm leaving. I got notes here. I can go on and on and on and on and on, but I want you, and I got a question here, line one, I think they said, let's take that. You on the air, may I help you please?
Yes, Pastor, when the graves open, it will give a final testimony of the loved ones for the lost to repent, and also Romans 8:28 will come alive.
Say that again now, I'm not sure I heard every word.
Okay, when the graves open.
Yes.
It will give a final testimony of the loved ones for the lost to repent.
Yes, it will be. I promise you, when they go to the graveyard after this and see these holes and mama's gone, daddy's gone, they look down and they see that whatever they were buried in, the door's flung open. You say God don't have to fling the door open. You're right. He don't have to. He didn't have to do it when Jesus arose, but he did, right? The angels had moved the stone aside. So I promise you, there'll be great, and it will be a testimony, and there will be some repenting. The sad thing is these people who repent are then facing the Antichrist, and they're going to be murdered and molested by the millions, and it's going to be a terrible time for people who claim the blood of Jesus after that rapture.
And, you know, Pastor, that's the purpose for this, you know, that we can see this for the people, not us, but for the lost to see something like
that. You know, that's exactly right. That's why I believe that Christians will act, resurrected Christians or changed Christians will have maybe a short little period of time, a few minutes maybe more than a few, a half hour, I don't know, but a little time like those people in Jerusalem who were seen on the streets and appeared to many. I believe, you know, I would love to go by if my grandchildren are not ready, and they won't get ready right now. They're not ready, not a one of them that I know of is ready, and I'd want to go by and knock on the door, or just appear in the living room. I wouldn't even need to knock on the door and say, hey, I'm leaving. Please get ready. Don't, and you know, and just give them a kiss and be gone. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. That may all be my thinking, but it did happen in Jerusalem when Jesus was resurrected.
Yes, Pastor, and also I believe that the Romans 8:28. Will come alive for the lost too.
Romans 8:28. All right, let me read it. I don't want to just say that. I want to make sure everybody gets it. Romans 8:28. Oh, come on here, hurry up, Reverend. Time is short. You know, Jesus is coming. You do know it. 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hey, that's good. Thank you, sir. And God bless you and you on the air. Uh-oh. Didn't get that one. Can you get that one for me? You know, these phones ring. And then so long, they will ring again for the person who answered. If I pick them up when they have had to pick them up and renew them to wait, then that's what I get, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please? Are you on the air? Oh, they're gone. I hope they'll call back. I don't want nobody to miss getting your question answered today. Do you hear me? I won't nobody miss getting your question answered today. Grab your phone. Grab your phone. Please understand what I'm saying. And if you don't understand it, call me. If you disagree with me, call me and tell me. If you have a scripture that maybe says something more to this subject, we'll be glad to read it. Because I want you to get this subject, that the trumpet, the great trumpet blast. Oh, man. Can you, I mean, agree that the world will hear it? Nobody will not hear it. And it will be so breathtaking. It will be a blast like you've never heard. It will penetrate the heavens. It will penetrate the home that you're in. And it will have an anointing to it. It will be a blast from heaven, a blast from God, a warning to do something about the way you're living and to change your life. I mean, it's going to be mighty. Do you hear me? It's going to be breathtaking, and I don't want you to miss it. I want you to be ready. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Let's go. I got several calls here on the line. Let's see here. Let me see if I can read this. Ezekiel 33:5, he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But hey, listen to that. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but took not warning. The blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Oh, hey, that's the trumpet. That's a trumpet. May not be speaking of this, but boy, it sure does make an application, doesn't it? How do you preach the funeral of someone not saved? You preach it with a burden for the people who are sitting there at that funeral service. You preach it with a longing to reach every one of them you possibly can for Christ. I've preached many funerals. Hey, my first funeral was a man who was drunk, who fell in the side ditch drunk and died in his stupor. And that was my first sermon. I was at Tabor City, pastoring a little church of God there. Hey, if you're anywhere around there, it's on Kirby Street? I don't quite remember. You know, it's a block off of the main there on the south side, on the east side of the railroad track. I remember, and I preached this funeral of this man who was an alcoholic and died in a drunken stupor. Oh, but I'll preach to the people there. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about a way to escape the hell. You don't embarrass them. You don't get up there and hurt the family. You don't get up there and bruise them with hard, mean words. You leave that to the judgment of God. I've often said, listen, whatever you know about this dear man, this dear woman, please understand they're in the hands of a just and holy God. And boy, you can say that to anybody, anywhere, and that really goes over. They're in the hands of a just and holy God. You know, some people get saved in the last little while of their life, and we never know. I sure don't want to hope in that. Now, I sure am not going to trust in that. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org is my email. I read them right here. So you send your email, and I will do my best to answer your email for you. Scripture, in the rapture, do the saints just vanish, or is there a shout from heaven like a trumpet that the world would hear? Absolutely, they do not vanish. Absolutely, they will be seen. I do not believe one of them vanish. I believe as they are changed with new bodies, and you in the house where they just got changed, you look at them and see them glorified right in front of you. I don't believe any of them vanish. I don't believe any of them are invisible. Jesus could make himself invisible, but I don't believe we are. Now, you can disagree with that, and there's no damage done, okay? But I'm telling you what I believe. I believe the world and the families of a preacher's in the pulpit preaching, and the rapture comes, whoever is in that congregation will go up with that preacher, and everybody will watch them as they disappear through the roof, through the ceiling. Everybody will watch them. You will see them going. I really believe that with all my heart. They can go right through that ceiling, but that won't be the natural thing they do under natural circumstances. But I'm here to tell you, it's going to be breathtaking. It's going to be breathtaking. Hey, are you ready? Are you ready? Grab your phone now. I can't think anybody would not want this article. The last trumpet blast and the trashing of the graveyards. I can't think of anybody wouldn't want this. I really couldn't. I hope you will call and let us send you a copy. It's free. We want to warn you. You are unsaved, or you are maybe a backslider, or maybe you're just a person who's bullheaded, and you want to live like you please, and you'll get ready. Maybe the last minute you think, you hope, you know, you surmise. Let me send it to you. You may change your mind. You may read it and say, hey, I believe I'll just go to church and serve my Redeemer. Oh, he died on the cross for you. Do you understand that? He gave his life for you. Grab a phone. The lines are open. And you can call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, this trumpet blast is something really spectacular to me. I've studied it for several days and just tried my best to learn. I mean, tried my best to learn. Can you imagine what the world will feel when this great blast goes off in the heavens, and they go look in the yard if it's daytime, and they can see nothing, but this blast is coming, and it's just penetrating their ears, and they know that's something breathtaking. Don't you think it's going to be just something you got to strain your ears to hear? Oh no. This is my opinion now. But it's going to be so loud and so clear and so universal and so open for everybody. And there's many that will have ways to explain it away. There's many that won't believe it, okay? Let them not believe it, but it's going to happen. Hey, this is Bible I'm talking about. This is Bible. The Bible says the earth is going to cast out its dead. The Bible says of those saints in Jerusalem that their graves were open, and they came out of the graves and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. The Bible says that. Now, that may not happen to us, but I have the feeling it may, and I'm believing it may, and I'm kind of wanting to be one of those who he lets go and witness to a few. You say, I want to head for the sky. I want to head for somebody lost myself. I want to head for one of my children that's not right with God. I want to head for a cousin, a neighbor, a brother, a sister, a friend. I want to hit for somebody that needs to get right with God. My last thing before I go up would be to win a soul. You know, I know now, here's something you need to hear. Once that trumpet blasts, nobody gets saved and goes in that rapture. You may get saved while the others are going up, but you're not going to go up. Because when you miss the rapture, you missed it. You missed it. Remember those five foolish virgins? They went and got all. They got ready. Come back, the door was shut. You understand, when that door is open, it'll be open one time for the dead and the living, and then it's over. And if you're not ready, you don't go until later. You may be one of those that gets martyred and slaughtered, and you may come up out of the grave or come up out of death in the seventh chapter of Revelation with the tribulation saints, but you won't get to go with this group. So you got to be ready now. You got to be ready in advance. Now, I'm waiting on your calls. Let's see here if we have any more people who are sending messages or questions. I don't want to miss answering anybody's question. Do you believe the trumpet will be heard by the lost as well as the saved? I've just answered that, but I'm glad to answer it again, okay? I just want you to feel this. I want you to know that it's almost over. Now, the lines are open, and if you've got a question, you make sure you grab and send it quickly, okay? I don't want to miss you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, email jrc@paulcreek.org, okay? I want your email. I want your question. I want your interest. You are very important to me. And here's somebody. Do you think your children, young children or parents that are not saved will go up in the rapture as well, or will they be left? Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Betty, for asking that question. That's a good one. Do you believe that young children of parents that are not saved, if you are a parent, mom or dad, and you got young children, and you're not saved, and the rapture takes place, you do not go, and your children do not go. Now, that's breathtaking. That takes people's breath away. And I've had people very angry with me over that one, but it's the truth anyway. You've got to preach what's in this Bible. And I'm a man that I go by this book from top to bottom, from first to last. And the Bible says, very important, go to the book of St. Matthew 24. Go to the book of St. Matthew 24, and let's find it for ourselves. And it says, listen to me, and it says, and I'm looking for it, woe, here it is, verse 19, and woe unto them that are with child. Woe unto them that are with child. And that is the tribulation period, Matthew 24. The tribulation period begins in verse 15, okay, of Matthew 24. And this is verse 19. And woe unto them that are with child. That means they're pregnant. And woe unto them that are given suck. Woe unto them that give suck. That's babies born that are still on mama's breast, okay, in those days. Woe unto them. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck. See, very clearly, and Luke says the same thing, by the way, St. Luke. So there's no doubt that babies of unsaved parents do not go. They do not go in the rapture. That ought to scare you unsaved mamas and daddies to death. To think that you're going to miss the rapture, your children are going to be in your care, and you're going to be trying to take care of them, trying to feed them, trying to take them to a doctor, trying to go through the process of raising children, and you got to do it with the Antichrist ruling the world. You'll have to take the mark of the beast. You'll have no other choice but to take the mark of the beast or watch your children starve to death. I'm waiting on you a minute because I want that to sink in. I want you to get it. I want you to get it. I want you to tell your kids about it. I want you to tell your family members about it. If mama and daddy don't go, or one of the two don't go, the children don't go. You understand that? And the Bible makes that plain. The Bible makes that plain. And so, you know, get ready. Quit playing games. Quit playing games. Quit running after a world that has nothing for you but a little temporary pleasure. And friend, living for Jesus is a life that is so beautiful. Hallelujah. Well, give me a call. I'm waiting on you. Don't want to miss anybody. Don't want to miss him. Thank you, Pastor Chambers. I've had people get upset with me about that too. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Betty. I'm here to tell you, there are many people who can't stand the thoughts of their children being left even though they are not ready. But why should you think that your children are going to go if you don't go? That don't mean they go to hell. That just simply means they're going to be here for the tribulation period. We're not talking about lost. We're not talking about eternally lost. Those children will still have an opportunity, you know, if you help them, if they can know the truth. I mean, it's going to be hell on earth. Now, grab your phone. Grab your phone. I want to be a blessing. I want to help you. I want to help you. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Are you there? Well, I got somebody on the phone, but they're not hearing me, apparently. Are you on the air? Can I help you?
Yes, sir, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
I'd like to make a comment about your thing, that your discourse today.
Yes, what are you saying?
Have you ever heard a dog whistle?
A what?
A dog whistle.
No, I've never heard a dog whistle.
You can take a dog whistle and blow it, and not a human around can hear it, but every dog within two or three blocks will come barking.
Okay.
What I'm saying is a dog whistle is tuned to a dog's ear and not a human. So a human will never hear it, though every dog can. I think the trumpet of God will be tuned to those who are alive in the spirit or have died in Christ, that the unbelieving world will never hear it. And if they did...
Do you have any scripture now? Do you have any scripture that says that the trumpet will only be for the righteous?
Well, it says those in the grave and those that are alive in Christ, it doesn't say anybody else. Oh, marvel not that all that in the grave shall hear his voice.
But you got to understand, you're not suggesting, please, let me try to find scriptures here that, I mean, if you got a scripture, read it to me. I just don't know of any. I just believe everybody's going to hear it, because I can think of nothing more wonderful than everybody hear it. You talk about waking up the dead. I'm talking about dead in Christ. Let me read. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. It doesn't even suggest anybody who won't hear them or any particular people who will hear them. It just says that it will be sounded. And so why would we narrow it down if the Bible don't narrow it down?
Well, it just seems to me to imply in them verses, and I'm not, you know, you may be right, that sound is specifically for the dead in Christ and those that are alive in Christ.
But people who are unsaved, God loves them. The Bible said that's what keeps the Lord from coming, is he waits for the precious fruit of the earth until he receives the early and latter rain. If God cares about people and he cares about the lost, would he want them to know that he just came and got his saints?
Well, it seems to me like if they're changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye, that people won't even see them. It'll happen so fast, you won't know.
Now, wait a minute. Let me read that, okay? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
yes,
at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, it doesn't say a thing in there about the world not hearing it. It doesn't say a thing about just them hearing it. And it doesn't say that the whole event happens in a moment and then it's over. It just says they'll be changed in a moment. The only thing happening in that twinkling of an eye is the transformation of the dead and the living saints to glorified bodies. That's what he's talking about, and that's only what he talks about in those verses.
It seems to me, Reverend Chambers, if everybody heard it and everybody seen it, then everybody would get saved immediately thereafter, which means they would be walking by sight, not by faith.
Do you remember when Jesus was resurrected that only a few believed it? And that the unbelieving Jews, they did everything to deny it, and yet they had every proof in the world that it happened. Let me tell you, this world is so wicked, they can deny anything, whether they hear it or see it or feel it. They can deny it in a moment. That's the spirit of the world today, is you doubt everything.
Yes, I agree with you on that. I still believe only Christian people will hear it or see it.
I want you to search your scripture now and ask God to help you understand whether I'm right or wrong, and call me and tell me, okay? Any scripture you find that designates only the righteous will hear it, I want to see that scripture, because I've searched for it and I can't find it.
To me, the word you read, to me, that's what's implied. It's skewed to those who are dead in Christ and those which are alive and remain.
Yeah, but God cares about those who are alive and remain. I'm here to tell you, the unsaved are the burden of the Father's heart, and they're my burden too. Thank you, though. You're my friend, okay?
Oh, God bless you, Reverend.
Bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I get that a lot of times. You're on the air. Let me take it off here and see if I can get it. All right, let me put it on hold. Here we go. Try again. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, you, let's talk a little bit about the kids. You're talking about the kids a while ago. You know,
yes.
You know, the ones that's not right and the people that's not right. We know that, right?
Well, anybody that's not right with God won't go. And if you've got children, and mamas and daddies are not right with God, their children don't go either. And that's what Jesus said in Matthew 24.
Yeah, he said it'd be one in the field and one left and one not, you know, one taken or whatever.
He says that also. Certainly does. Two in the field, one taken, one left. Two at the grinding at the mill, one taken and the other left. Thank you, my friend.
I didn't get the question then.
Well, what's your question?
The question was that, now, what about the kids that hadn't reached the age of accountability? Is he going to leave them behind and
If the mothers and daddies aren't saved, all children will be left. If they haven't reached the age of accountability, don't mean they're going to be lost. It just means they're going to be left here for the tribulation period.
Even the kids that ain't ever reached the age of accountability?
That's the Bible said, woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck. Now that covers both the unborn and the born. If a baby is 2 weeks old and mama is not a Christian, dad is not a Christian, and Jesus comes, that baby's going to stay right there in her arms.
I would have thought that, you know, since the kids didn't know and they wasn't right,
but we're talking about the tribulation, sir, staying for the tribulation. We're not talking about them being lost. They will only be lost if in the final end they don't receive Christ.
I'm talking about in the rapture is what I'm talking about.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, too. Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Now, give us a call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, and it's time for prayer. Prayer for America. Prayer for the church. Prayer for the multitude out there that are desperate. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I weep for America. I weep for the church world, the Church of America especially. I weep for the darkness. I weep for the lethargy. I weep for the falling away, the great apostasy. I weep for the denying of the scripture, the denying of much of the word of God. I weep for those who take the Bible like a smorgasbord and pick and choose. I weep for that, Lord. I weep for those who don't know you and don't want to know you, who are busy with the world and living for the world and caught up in their pleasure and their sin. And I weep for America. I weep for the White House and the president and those who rule our nation. And pray, Father, for the judgment of God against wickedness. The judgment against wickedness. You have made it plain in your word. You will judge the wicked. You're patient. You're patient. You give people a chance to repent. When they don't repent, your mercy runs out, and then they're judged. And I pray for a miracle in America, a miracle on the face of this whole earth, for a turning from the wickedness and a turning to Christ and an opening of the hearts to understand this great rapture and this great trumpet sound and the trashing of the graveyards of the world. What a day, Father. May it come soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, is my prayer. Amen. Amen. I hope you can say amen with me. The lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. The toll-free number, 704-391-0588. Toll-free, 1-800-338-7884. This article is mine to give you. Listen, it'll be put in a booklet form. It'll be very nice. It'll fit right in your Bible. You can give it to your friends. You can make copies of it. And it's entitled, The Last Trumpet Blast and the Trashing of the Graveyards. The Trashing of the graveyards. I never thought about this before in my life. That graveyards over the world are going to be trashed. It's going to look like a bulldozer has gone through some of the graveyards where there's numbers and numbers of good godly people that have been buried. And something I started to say a while ago, and something got my attention. More people, probably 10 times as many people, will come out of the grave as are now living and ready to meet the Lord. Because the church world has gone away from that. I was in Pentecostal church for, have been in it 60 some years. And I remember when, they were just godly people. And almost the majority of the ones that I know have compromised and gone away from the old standards of the Bible, and they live like they please and will listen to nobody. And some of them still go to church and claim it, but don't appear to have it, and probably don't have it. That's up to God. But I'm here to tell you, there'll be multitudes from the graveyards. The graveyards will be the bulk of the crowd, in my opinion. 6,000 years. You're talking about the great revivals of the different groups that were murdered and martyred by the Catholic Church. You talk about the great revivals of Methodism, the great revivals of the ancient Presbyterian. I've got a book that tells about a Presbyterian revival right here at Paul Creek, where 10,000 attended a Brush Arbor meeting. Presbyterians now. In the woods with tents and with a great brush arbor, 10,000 at the time, Presbyterians. You see, they used to be on fire. I mean, now it's death, you know, but they used to be on fire. And you can say that about every religious group out there that claimed the name of Jesus, that in their early days, they were really on fire. I've read the stories. I've read the great revivals. I know what we're talking about. I'm reading right now a book about the hybrid revival. Hey, that's a booklet I will have maybe by next week. It's quite a few pages, but we're going to put it in a book form and have it for you, a booklet form, so you can order it and get it. Go ahead and send for yours if you want to. You will need to send a gift for that, because we've got to pay the bills, and it isn't always easy. Now grab your phone. I'm waiting on you, 1-800-338-7884. God shall blow the trumpet. Well, somebody says God shall blow the trumpet. I disagree with that. Zechariah 9:14, and the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with the whirlwind of the south. Well, I won't argue with it. I'll have to go research the setting of it. But indeed, it may be that God blows the trumpet, but it doesn't appear that. We'll find out. I'll look deeper, and we'll answer that next week, okay? Hey, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Don't want nobody missing here now. I want you to know, Brother Chambers, I think what that caller needs to be more concerned with is he going in the rapture? Because if he isn't right with the Lord, doesn't matter if he hears the trumpet or not. He isn't going. Well, that's right, but that person happens to be a dedicated Christian, I think. But listen, grab your phone. I want to hear from you. This is so important. The trumpet and the trashing of the graveyards of the world. Wow, what a subject. And next week, I plan to move right on into this subject. And I've got some things that I'm so excited about. I plan next Saturday, the Lord willing, to talk about the preparation of heaven for this event. You see, the throne of God's going to be set in the midair. I want to go through all of that next week. It's in the book of Revelation chapter 4, specifically, and maybe some other places a little too. And we'll deal with that, because we have got to get your attention. We've got to get your attention. Grab your phone. I'm waiting on you. 704-391-0588. Don't want to end now with it kind of dry here. 704-391-0588. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. Where are you, George? Out in California. 1-800-338-7884. And then email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want your question. I want to do my best to answer your question and help you grasp what is about to happen. I've got so many notes, and I get to digging and studying. That it's just something about it that's so exciting when you're studying this book. I want to talk a minute as I bring this to a close. When that rapture takes place, the dead in Christ are raised, the living are transformed. The Bible says both are going to put on immortality. Immortality. Do you think it's going to all be quietly? Or do you think that multitude of saints risen and saints that have, of course, been changed to alive, do you think they're going to be quiet? What kind of noise is this world going to hear? I don't know what others are going to be doing, but I'm going to be doing some shouting. Hallelujah. I've been looking for this 63 years. I've been through some tough places. I've been treated pretty rough in some situations. I've been despised and disliked because I don't change. I'm still old-fashioned. I want to tell you something, friends. It's almost over. It's almost over. We're going to leave here. And when I go, I'm going shouting. I'm going a shouting. You're talking about a shouting. You're talking about a shouting. I'm going a shouting. Ain't no question about it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, thank you. In reference to the saints changing from mortal to immortality, the rapture, the twinkle of an eye, twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
General Electric did a study and researched the definition or the term for the twinkle of an eye.
Yes, less than an eye beam. And I mean, an eye wink.
Yeah, they determined it was a 1/1000th of a second.
How much? Now say that again.
1/1000th of a second.
The 1/1000th of a second. That sounds about right. And that's how quick we're going to be changed.
Yes. And I was interested in listening to your comments about whether we go then directly once we've been changed, or is there a period that we will remain?
Well, I think it's a matter of momentarily. I don't think it's any long period. I would say it'll all be over in a pretty quick time. But I do believe that there may be a chance for us to appear to some people and warn them. I know that that will be seen, because you can't be raptured and go up through the air and people not see you. I mean, we're not going to be invisible. There's not one place in the Bible it speaks of the glorified saints being invisible. We're going to have bodies just like Jesus had after his resurrection.
Yes. And I believe in Scripture it says that he's coming for those that are looking for him.
It sure does. He's coming for those who are looking for him.
I thought your brother, the brother made a comment a few months ago about the dog whistle.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that was a good comparison. And
do you believe that only the Christians are going to hear the trumpet?
No, I don't know. I really don't. So
there's not one place in the Bible that it says only the Christians are going to hear it. So I think it's wrong for us to surmise that and try to create that inference, because it will let people be a whole lot more comfortable after this happens.
Well, I'm going to do some research myself this week.
So. All right, I want to hear from you. You know I'm open to learn, but I got to have the Bible saying it.
Absolutely.
God bless you, my dear friend. Now, I think I got to know. I said, God bless you, and I'm glad you called. Hey, friend, this has been rich. Ah, anybody didn't enjoy this, and anybody, if you don't have this and you don't call, I think you're being remiss. You need a copy of this. You need a copy of this. These are things I write. You don't have to worry about false stuff. I live by this Bible. And so grab your phone and call the ladies. They're right there waiting on you, and they want to send it to you. And I want to send it to you. I'd like to send out 1,000. I really would. That's expensive. I know, but we're here to serve people, and I believe you're going to help me financially. I made a big cry last week for financial help, and I do need you helping me. Now, are there any other questions? Have I missed anybody? Don't want to miss nobody. So many liberal churches say you're being too literal about Revelation. What do you say to them? I'm being too literal about Revelation? Well, they're being too negligent about Revelation. If it's not literal, why did God write it? Why did the Holy Ghost give it? Why did Jesus give it to John if it's not literal? It's literal, friend. It's literal, friend. It's been a joy. Hey, any other calls, any other, I think I've got everything. Maybe here's one I haven't. Is it hard to fill our churches on Sunday now? It won't be after the rapture. Well, it'll be dangerous, though, because the Antichrist will be looking for anybody in the church who believes this Bible. But it'll be too late. Many probably pounding on Noah's Ark when it started raining, but God shut the door. Get ready, folks. Glory to God, Steve. Glory to God, Steve. I don't know who Steve is, but hello, Steve, and that's good stuff. Hey, I want to tell you something. It's later than you think. Jesus is coming. I guess I've had everybody. Anybody else have a call? I can take one more. I want the ladies now to send you this article. Would everybody out there call and get a copy? And would all of you on the internet just send me a request for a copy? You can read it on the internet if you get my email, but you know, if you had a copy in your Bible, you could, as soon as you read it, give it to somebody. That's what I would like. I'd like to send you a copy so you can read it and then give it to somebody. I'll make copies and use it in your Sunday school class, your church. Pastors, you can use it with all delight. You can use it with all delight. You don't even have to leave my name on it. I just want people to read it and to get ready for the coming of the Lord. I am burdened for the coming of the Lord. Let me try to move along here, get myself ready to bring it to a close. I don't want to bring it to a close. I'd like to have another hour to answer your questions. Now, remember, you can call the ladies at 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. Now grab the phone, keep the ladies busy for the next hour, will you? 704-391-0588, toll free 1-800-338-7884. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. My friends, I'm telling you, it's near at hand. I'm looking for him to come. Love to have you in church tomorrow. I'm preaching on the third of the I Am's from Christ. I am the door in John chapter 10. I am the door. You will hear the word of God. Love to have you. Paul Creek Ministry, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Make sure you send a gift this week to help this great ministry, will you? Make sure you get involved in helping. Make sure you feel the burden of what this ministry represents. Call now and get your free copy, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I tell you, this has been a great broadcast. This has been a great broadcast. I love you. You're special. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon.